Welcome to episode 492 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and George. If you haven't heard of Virgin Voyages, it might be because The Scarlet Lady debuted in 2020 when most of us were sequestered in our homes. This new cruise line is getting lots of buzz and winning awards. It's touted as an adults-only alternative to mainstream cruise lines, and Virgin Voyages is gaining momentum and becoming a force to be reckoned with. I'd like to introduce you tonight to Tracy Aldridge. He's here to talk with us about what makes Virgin Voyages so special. Welcome, Tracy. Yay.
Thank you. Hey, good to be here.
Tracy is a native North Carolinian and caught the travel bug early in life. He began his career as a tour director for a family-owned guided vacation bus tours company in Western North Carolina after completing his undergrad degree in political science in 1991. Little did he know that his short-term job would lead him to 33 years in the travel industry. Most recently, he's worked with high-end guide vacation and river cruise brands, and in 2022, he joined the expanded team at Virgin Voyages as the regional sales manager covering North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. He's been married 30 years and has two grown children, both of whom completed their graduate's degree in their chosen fields. He still loves to travel and describes Virgin Voyages as exactly the way I would create a cruise line if he had the chance. So let's get started. So I guess you feel like Virgin is a really good fit for you, huh?
Yeah, Sandy, I have to tell you, I haven't traditionally been an ocean cruise kind of person. Everybody did it back in the 90s, you know, when you're getting out of school and take the family on trips. And we had good experiences, but I never really thought I would work in that industry. Just didn't necessarily appeal to me. But when Richard Branson announced, gosh, way back pre-COVID, that he's doing a cruise line. I've always been a Richard Branson fan. I was like, man, that guy can do great stuff. You know, the balloons over the Atlantic, all that fun stuff. And so it caught my attention. I'm like, hey, I want to follow this cruise line because I know it's going to be different than everyone else. So
Leave it to him. It'll definitely be different.
If you ever get a chance to meet him, he's on the ships quite often. It's kind of funny. You follow social media.
Maybe you could tell him to be there for my birthday cruise.
Give me those dates.
It's in December. That would be awesome. I would go nuts. That would be so cool. I guess we can kind of, we mentioned in the intro that it, you know, was debuting during COVID times. I remember the hype leading up to it and then COVID. So it just kind of shut everything down, but y'all didn't stop building ships and stuff. So can you talk a little bit about that launch?
No, right. They signed a contract to build, I think that at least the first two or three ships, you know, starting in the 2018-19 timeframe, and took delivery of Scarlet. I think she was, they were doing events on Valentine's Day of 2020 in New York, you know, celebrating the delivery of Scarlet. And we all know what happened just like right after Valentine's
Day. Elizabeth actually attended that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. But, you know, in some ways it was fortunate that all that occurred before we actually were putting people on the ship. Because, you know, had we started a year earlier and had people on the ship and then we had to pull the plug on everything, I think it would have been a little more damaging in a sense, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the whole cruise line industry paused. You know, that's going to be such a weird time. But travel did still happen. And I was actually on Scarlet Lady during the, like, right back to cruising post-COVID sailing. So it was a different experience. I'm sure now that they're back in force and it's how it's supposed to be, I'm really looking forward to going again.
Yeah, late 21 is when everyone started actually getting on the ships, right? And I think from what I've heard from the OGs, from the original people who hired at that time, they really still had to scramble to get everything ready. And there were still protocols, you know, there's all kind of different protocols that government has put out.
Oh, yeah, we were testing in Terminal V.
Yeah, yeah. And Terminal V was sort of designed for that space, you know, it's a big, beautiful terminal and lots of different space where people could sort of quarantine and be in different areas. But now it's not needed. So I don't know if you've been down there lately. It's a huge, beautiful area, but you're there 5 minutes and you're on the ship because our process is so quick and easy now to get on board.
That's what I've heard, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, we definitely encourage everyone, and I know y'all do too as travel professionals. We encourage everyone to have their passport. The passport, it makes everything so much easier. Even if you're doing a closed loop sailing out of Miami, I know that we do allow you to use a driver's license and birth certificate. But gosh, if you have time, get the passport because you can upload that into our app. It'll just scan the passport and your information will be in there. When you get to the terminal, seriously, you drop your bag off, you go in at your appointed time, and 5 minutes, you've got a band on your wrist and you're walking on the ship. It's really the most streamlined process out there.
So talk a little bit about the ships, because well, they're all four the same, which is nice. So if you know one, you know them. But can you talk about kind of like the size and what makes them a little bit different?
Yeah. I will assume in the future when Virgin is as big as these other companies with 20 or 30 ships, we'll look back and call this the Scarlet class maybe, because Scarlet was the first ship, right? Yeah. And so the three ships following was the beautiful Valiant Lady who came out in 2022, and then Resilient Lady just came out this past year in 2023, and Brilliant is in the wings. We have delivery. We're doing some final tweaks to her, and news on her will be coming very soon, so stay tuned for that when she'll exactly launch and where she'll be. But you're right, all four are just alike, and I would describe them as mid-sized ships, especially today. You know, the industry has these huge ships, and I have no problem with that. People love the fact they're on there with 6,000 to 8,000 other people.
But there's space for everyone.
Yeah, there's space for everyone.
The thing I notice so much is that there are little nooks and crannies on the lady ships. And so even though, you know, it was, you know, it wasn't completely full, there's still, you can kind of get away from people if you really want to.
And that was intentionally designed, Donna. It was designed to be like a super yacht more than a traditional cruise ship. You know, Mr. Branson wanted to be different, wanted to make sure that people felt connected. His big thing for all of his companies is not the cookie cutter, not to, you know, make the biggest and grandest. It's really connecting people. And you can do that on larger ships, no problem. But it's so nice to have intimate spaces all throughout the ship where you feel like the maximum capacity for our ships is about 2,700 passengers. We rarely ever go to that level. We're around 2,500 when we're full, so to speak. But you'll never see more than 30 or 40 people gathered in one space together, other than maybe the sail away party and the Scarlet Night party on the ship. Outside of that, that's up on the top deck around the pool. Outside of that, you're right. There's so many nice little nooks and crannies. The restaurants are so nice and intimate. I mean, it's really designed to be more of a yacht feel than it is a big cruise ship.
I feel like that's a perfect size ship, to be honest. I really like the 2,000 to 3,000 passenger range. I just think it's a really good size.
And when you get to the ports, you know, it's not that hard to disembark. You're not waiting in line forever. You don't overwhelm these ports in some places, you know. And the ship is small enough to get into some really nice places that other larger ships might not be able to get into, too. So that's definitely an advantage to being mid-sized as well.
And the cabins are a little bit different. I think it's like a cool feature. I mean, like, they just have this cool vibe to them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the technology, and that's one thing that we embrace is cool technology. You know, I said earlier, before you get on the ship, you can, you know, use our app and scan all your documents. You don't have to carry any paperwork with you to the terminal. And then once you get on the ship, there's a cool iPad in your room. You know, I convince a lot of men who have this attitude about cruising, like, I don't want to do that. That's not my thing. I tell them, especially my neighbors here, in our cabins, we have this iPad. It controls your air conditioning. It controls your TV. It controls the lights and all that stuff. And there's moods you can set. Did you guys get to see those moods when you sailed?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the moods are like photo shoot and then zen. And then, of course, there's a hangover one in there, too.
Well, yeah, it's great because in the morning when, you know, you really don't want to wake up just yet and the, you know, the blinds are closed, you can turn on the lights and they're really low and easy to get your eyes adjusted. So, no, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I tell the guys, there's one mood on there just for the men. It never works, but we always try it. Because it's a mood that says, get it on. I mean, just leave it to Richard Branson to have a mood in your cabin for get it on.
Well, I have to say, I mean, yeah. I love movies. I really do. That movies and TV shows and everything. Virgin has the biggest selection of movies to watch on demand of any other ship I've ever been on.
Yeah, and that's great, and that's sad too, because there's so many things you want to see and do on the ship. And then, but hey, maybe you're not feeling well. Maybe it's a rainy day, and you want to stay in the cabin. You can watch some of the best stuff out there. I did that one day; just crashed and watched Oppenheimer and all these other great movies.
Maybe you're just a little hungover, and you just want.
I just like the quiet and the relaxation. And then, if I want to take a break, then I go sit out on my porch or my balcony and go sit in the hammock and.
You know. Yeah. Hey, you mentioned the quiet. You mentioned the quiet too, Donna. One thing that people don't realize when they sail with us, but until you point it out to them, we don't make announcements on our ships. You have one announcement at the beginning. You have one announcement at the end. And then there's no one coming on every 5 minutes saying, there's a Diamond International sale. And you know, it's just very quiet. And people appreciate that. You don't think about it while you're on the ship. But once you get off, you're like, I never heard them make any announcements. And it makes it cool.
Well, and they also, I mean, so much of it is driven through the app, but I love that the Wi-Fi is included. That's really cool.
We believe Wi-Fi is a human right. Yes,
at this point it is,
It's becoming that way, right.
And gratuities are included, which is really nice, too. It's one of those things that you always have to kind of add when you're booking other cruise lines and stuff.
I'm telling you, if you do the math on that, I've seen anywhere from $16 to $25 per person per day.
Yep.
And, you know, that's already included. You add that up over a 7 or 8 day sailing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I know, because, you know, I pay for it.
Yeah, we always have to have it. Yeah, we have to have it, right?
Yeah.
And the group fitness, so it's funny because I did do one of the group fitness classes when I was on it, and it was the funniest class I've ever done. It was like an 80s themed
VHS.
Oh my God, it was so funny. It was I'm just gonna leave it at that because I want people to experience it, but I loved it.
We put a cool little twist on everything we do. It's like there's nothing boring a cookie cutter. You think, oh, this is just going to be a workout class. Nope, there's something fun to it, I promise you.
Yeah.
The one I want to do that I haven't got to do is the bungee cord one. Have you seen the video of that?
I have seen that, and I have a friend who's going with me in December, and she does. She has pictures of herself hanging upside down with like the drapey things in yoga, and I'm like, I got to get her in this class. You know?
Yeah. I got to lose a few pounds. I'm sailing in April, and so I need to lose a few pounds.
Need to work out to be able to go to the workout class.
We use the phrase retox and detox when it comes to our great workout facilities. You know, you could have a great time the night before and then get up early and go sweat it out.
So the group fitness classes are included. That bungee class is included, right?
You just gotta sign up early. And that's one advice I give to anybody. You know, our classes are not unlimited. We don't have enough space for 2,300 people or whatever to take the classes. Mm-hmm. So when you get on the ship, if you want to do one, get signed up quickly, you know, when you go to Sailor Services and say, hey, these are the classes I want to do. So, that's the only disappointment you might have is that sometimes they fill up so fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could. But all right. So let's talk about the food, because I love the way they do their food on this ship. I feel like every restaurant is like specialty dining, and I think it's really good. Really good.
You know, in the bio you mentioned, I've worked with really nice river cruise brands in the past. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been on a river cruise, you know the food is top-notch. I mean, it's a smaller ship. There's only 150 people most. And the food's really, really well done. I have to tell you, the food on Virgin, when I first sailed back in September of 22, and I had that first dinner, I thought, this is on par with my river cruise experience. I could not believe the quality with that large of a ship, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is made to order. It's Michelin star chef curated. Our culinary teams take great pride. Each restaurant has its own kitchen. So there's not a huge galley area where everything's produced and kind of shipped out different places.
Oh, that's really good to know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a restaurant. I mean, it's like going to dinner in your hometown. It's really
That makes really a lot more sense than why the food is as fresh as it is if it's being made fresh for you.
Yeah, Yeah. Right. As soon as you order it, you know, we got the little tablets and things that they check with you. I love the fact our servers, when you go to a restaurant, you sit down, they introduce themselves, and then they have their little iPhone, looks like to me, and they say, okay, you are so-and-so. Do you have any food allergies? And they really take pay attention to detail so that they know who you are, and they engage with you. I think that's great. And then if you do have allergies, or you need gluten-free, or you need vegan, or whatever, it's already in the system there, and we can recommend, you know, we have those options in every restaurant. And it's attention to detail, and everything, you know, even with 2,500 people on the ship, it's all personalized, and that's one thing I appreciate.
Well, we had this one guy that I don't even remember his name, but I mean, I remember that he had tattoos all up and down his arms, and you guys don't like shy away from that. It's okay. And he would serve us breakfast every morning, and then we would like see him at the, we saw him at the Italian restaurant, and then he went to a different restaurant. So we saw him several times, and he actually learned, you know, my face. So it was kind of neat.
Yeah. When you mentioned that we let them express themselves, that's one thing that, you know, Virgin's all about. Come as you are, be yourself. But why do we tell our staff they can't be themselves? Now, yeah, we give them uniforms. We do ask them to dress with their uniforms. We don't let them just
make sure you're clean, you know, take a shower. We appreciate that.
Yeah. But hey, if you got tattoos, fine. If you got interesting hair color, fine. If you have, you know, maybe a piercing here or there, fine. You're doing a job. We respect you as an individual, just like we respect our sailors. And so, you know, it's so nice to feel like the crew is as well respected as anyone else. We let them have access to the entire ship. They also get free Wi-Fi. We are stealing crew members from the best cruise lines out there. I hate to say this, but...
Well, you'd find them in the bar at night, and they basically, you know, you'd sit around and drink with the staff, which is, you know, if they've got time off, then I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it just makes for a full dynamic experience where, you know, you're really engaging with the, you know, the company in general, not just the product, but also the people that make the company so cool.
And sure.
Yeah.
I think that really bleeds over into the whole vibe for the people on board, too. I think it goes, you can tell from the top down that it's very inclusive, and I love that. It's
Have you seen our captains walking around the ship, or, you know, or all the people in charge? We don't wear the
because they weren't allowed to the staff weren't
during
the,
COVID times
during COVID times. They weren't allowed to, you know.
They weren't allowed to get away from the bridge area just in case.
No, because they didn't want anybody catching it.
Yeah. Well, when you get back on the ship, you will notice that our leadership on this ship, from the captain on down, they don't wear uniforms with the bars and the stars and all that stuff. We have a hierarchy. There is a pecking order. There are people in charge, but they wear a golf shirt and it just says captain.
Oh, cool.
Like, we don't put on these airs of, you know, aristocracy or higher, you know, someone's a higher rank than someone else. And
I think that comes down to Richard Branson as well, because I've heard many times him quoted saying that treat your employees well and they'll treat your guests well.
That's absolutely true, and that's exactly right. And when I first went to the offices down there, when I first started with the company, I was told by our VP of sales, now, when you show up, don't you have a tie on? I'm like, why? He said, well, if you wear one, you'll find out. If you wear a tie in our offices, it's cut off and hung on a wall.
Nice.
I appreciate that. Where I came from, I had to wear a tie everywhere. I think I had to sleep in a tie in my previous job.
Yeah. Nice. So let's talk a little bit about the bars and the bar tab, because this is a little bit different. You guys don't do a traditional drink package type thing.
Right.
But you do have an answer to a drink package. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we try to simplify things a lot. I mean, since we include everything else, like your soft drinks and your juices and all your basic beverages, they're already included. Water is done in your room each day in a glass decanter. It can be put in your refrigerator or served. You get still or bubbly, whichever you want. So all that's included. You don't have to worry about buying water and sneaking on water bottles and any of that stuff. Matter of fact, you won't find any single-use plastics on our ship anywhere. We don't allow that.
Love that, too. Yeah.
But when it comes to alcohol, we don't give it away. So we have to be smart about that. But we have a program called Bar Tab. And throughout the year, oftentimes, we'll include a bar tab as part of a promotion. So if you purchase a certain length of sailing, we're going to give you some credit for the purchase of alcohol. It's called bar tab. It can be anywhere from $100 to $500, depending on the length of your sailing. You can purchase additional bar tab before you sail in $100 increments. So if you purchase the highest increment of $300, we give you another $50 on top of that, just as a thank you. If you purchase $200, we give you $25 additional. And if you only purchase $100, we still give you $10 more additional. And you use that with your little band on your wrist to pay for drinks. You got a tab. And you can pay for drinks for other people. It doesn't matter. It's not so complicated. It's got to be someone in your cabin or this and that. And when the money's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. So, then it becomes a regular tab. Yeah.
And I love that, you know, I can share it with my husband because, I mean, we don't drink a lot. Yeah. I mean, $100 would probably do us for the week.
Yeah.
And we can both use it.
Right. Me and my husband will be both buying the extra bar tab before we get on to get as much of the extra credit as we can.
And I'll tell you, our drink prices are very reasonable. For a beer, it's like $6. That includes tip. A cocktail, $10 to $12. You know, the highest end's about $12. That includes tip. That's 20%, you know, the tip.
And that includes craft beer, too.
Yeah, craft beer. Yeah, $6 or $8. And then for the higher end glasses of wine, if you want, you know, $12, 12 to 14, that's cheaper than a lot of restaurants, you know, around here. So, yeah.
And talk about Shake for Champagne.
Yeah, that's a cool little feature we offer. Mm-hmm. You know, some people don't like, they don't drink, but hey, we got a bar tab as part of the promotion. Mm-hmm. Let's just celebrate. If you have your app on you and you have it open and you shake your phone, it comes up with a little button that says, would you like a bottle of champagne? So you shake for champagne, you hit yes, and that is summoned. Our crew will find you using your band. So you can be in a hot tub, you can be in the pool, you can be in your cabin, you can be hiding away somewhere on the ship. We track you down, and we bring you two Champlain flutes and a bottle of Moet and Chandon. Now, it is $95. It might be $100 now. It's around $100, but hey. Who else? Why not? Right? Yeah.
I wonder what that was like on like New Year's Eve.
Oh, I think we ran out of champagne.
Ooh. Well, my friend, actually, I had a friend of mine actually on that sailing. So,
yeah.
On New Year's Eve?
Oh, on New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yeah. You can do that on the island of Bimini, too, you know, at our beach club. The app works there, and it's funny to see people laying by the pool, and they just shake their phone, and, yep, here comes a bottle of Moet and Chandon. They're having champagne by the pool. So, nice. Yeah, it's fun.
I didn't know that. I knew it worked on the ship, but I didn't know it worked at the beach club.
Yep, surely did.
So let's touch on the entertainment. I know Donna talked about the people with tattoos, but I think it's cool that you can actually get a tattoo on board.
Yeah, we're the only company that has a tattoo parlor at sea. It's called Squid Ink. And just like the fitness classes, if you want to get a tattoo, you better sign up early on when you get on the ship. Those appointments fill up quickly because folks just want a memento. I mean, you know, it might be something small, might be something large. We have some of the best tattoo artists around the country, you know, they're kind of lining up to sail with us because they get a free trip. And
so
Scarlet Lady.
Is there a way before you're cruising to see who the artists are?
I don't think okay. so yet. It would be nice if we could publish that. But
well, I know from my sailing, the artists that were on board, I follow one of them on Instagram now. He's from Manchester, England. And his work is unreal. It is so like lifelike. It is. Yeah. I've never seen tattoos like what this guy does. It's amazing. Yeah. Really.
Hopefully
cool.
Down the road we'll be able to do that. But we don't have a feature for that now. But that's a good point.
I mean, it's just kind of cool. I mean, obviously they might be promoting themselves, but I don't know. You know, like it'd be cool to kind of tonight.
Yeah.
But anyway, talk about the entertainment. You mentioned the Scarlet Night. There's a PJ party on the first night, right?
Yeah. Great way to get the first day going. You know, we have the sail away party when we're pulling away from the dock, wherever that might be, Miami or San Juan or Athens or Barcelona or anywhere else in the world. We have a party up on the pool deck and we give away free bubbly. And our happenings crew introduces themselves. Our hostess introduces herself, and we don't have cruise directors. We actually have about 12 members of a happenings crew that really engage with our sailors in different ways throughout the sailing. But that first night, around 10 o'clock or so, we have something called a PJ party. It's like, you know, we're all kind of new here. We're all learning who everybody is. Put on your nice silk PJs and come up to the athletic
comfy,
club. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I think we do cookies and milk up there, too, you know, so you can get a cookie and milk before you go to bed. It's just a great way to say hello to everybody.
That's right up your alley, George.
It is.
You like the cookies and milk, George. I do too, man. That puts me right out.
And then Scarlet Night, we should tell our guests that they want to bring something red to wear.
Yeah, we have a nice little packing guide that you guys as first mates can download and send to your guests, and it tells you kind of what to pack for each night of the trip and that kind of thing. But yeah, Scarlet Night, bring a splash of red. Don't have to get dressed up, but some people do, and it's fine. It's a totally made-up story that we celebrate the goddess of the sea and the sailor who stole her heart. But it's a great way that the whole ship kind of transforms throughout that day. And then that night, we have a whole series of different activities around the ship. You can sort of follow the Halfling's crew. And then it finishes up with a great big pool party with lots of great music and dancing. And yes, you can dance in the pool. But yes, it is PG-13. You have to, you know, be respectful as well.
And then we didn't put this in our show notes, but I know that there's the karaoke booths too, which is kind of
cool. Yeah, we got these three different areas called the Groupie. And you can sign up for a time in there and take 12 to 15. Well, I've seen like 30 people packed in there. That's a little tight. But when we have our sales team meetings, we all pack into one of those. It's really designed for about 12 people or so. But yeah, we got all this great music in there with the microphone and the screen. And so you can sing to your heart's content. We actually do a little karaoke on Scarlet Night too at certain parts of the ship where you can entertain other people outside of the groupie. So yeah, we have fun stuff.
Yeah, one of our agents was doing that. She did the regular. Yeah.
Hey, and this just happened too on the entertainment side. Did you guys get to see Dual Reality when you sailed with us?
Yes.
That's the first show we started doing in the Red Room with Scarlet Lady. It's kind of a Cirque du Soleil meets Romeo and Juliet, right? Lots of acrobatics, lots of motion.
Oh yeah, one guy, he got like hit in the nose and he like blood was gushing everywhere. And he went off the screen. But that's before it was over, he came back out.
Yeah, that's not a normal part of the show, Donna. That
no, I knew that, but I mean, I was shocked he came back.
Yeah. So that tells you how acrobatic these things are.
But oh yeah.
Yeah, you were on the early sailings. I think they were still working out the bugs. But that show now, this is the first time I've ever heard of this happening. That show now is being adapted to be on land. They're actually doing a version of that in Europe starting this summer, and then it'll be in Boston as a land theater show later on this year. You'll be able to get tickets to go see Dual Reality, and I hope when they do the show.
Wow, you guys are fancy.
Yeah, they should give credit to Virgin Voyages. This is where it all started. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And
I'll tell you this, the show's over in Greece. In Athens, we have a show called Persephone. I've been to Vegas many times. I've done the Radio City Music Hall stuff. You know, I used to be that tour director, so I've seen all these shows all over the place. That show is as good as any show I've ever seen anywhere. The set, the story, the music, the acting. You got to see Persephone. So go to Athens, get on one of those sailings just to see that show. And I wouldn't be surprised if it ever makes it to the
You've talked me into it, Tracy.
Okay.
I know. It's definitely on my list to do a Virgin cruise in Europe because I just they got some cool overnights and stuff in Europe.
I'll tell you, the vibe is a little different in Europe than it is in the U.S. because you're in some places that aren't sun and fun. It's more cultural travel, like the Adriatic Sea and places like that.
Yeah.
So, So we do that very well, too, just in case you want. It's really, really well done.
Nice.
Yeah, but you guys do have the overnights in Ibiza.
Yes, we spend the night on both the itineraries that go to Ibiza. We spend the night there. And people ask me, why do y'all spend the night there? I said, just Google Ibiza.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want peer runners. You know the old peer runner videos you see all the time?
Oh, yeah. That's like my nightmare.
Yeah. We give you plenty of time.
Yeah.
We spend the night also in Mykonos. We stay the full night.
Oh, that would be so neat.
Yes. That's cool. Yeah.
I bet sunsets are awesome there.
Yeah. Give folks time to see that and have dinner. We stay late in Dubrovnik. Dubrovnik's a great city. If you're a Game of Thrones fan and you want to just kind of like see where it was all filmed.
Oh, yeah. I loved going there.
Yeah, Croatia's great. So Yeah.
And you guys are in Australia right now, too, which is
cool. Yeah, the ship is actually leaving to start coming back from Australia here real soon, Resilient Lady. So, yeah, she'll be back up into Athens here before long.
Oh, I can't wait to hear where Brilliant Lady's going to go. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I've heard some rumblings, but I can't share. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It'll be good. Yeah. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure we talk about?
You know, I think we've hit most of the highlights here. I tell people we attract a lot of new to cruise guests and a lot of all-inclusive resort type folks or people who are burned out from traditional cruising. You know, sometimes people are just like, yeah, I've done that. I want to do something different. Trust me, we are different. You know, in a lot of ways, it's sort of the exact opposite of other lines. So if you want to try something different, give us a shot. Yeah.
And let me just touch really quick. We said, you know, adult only. So what is the age that you have to be? 18?
18. Yes, okay. 18. You get a special wristband. Yeah.
Can you be your own, like the lead guest in a cabin at 18, or do you have to be 21 for that?
No, actually, you can be the lead guest in your cabin.
Okay. And is it, I know, and well, I don't know, actually. That's why I'm asking this. so you said you get a special wristband, but are there drinking age limitations for 18-year-olds?
Yes. Anytime we're in U.S. ports, of course, the drinking age is 21 and in U.S. waters, so they can't partake. But after, when we're international, or we have to go by the laws of the port that we're in. So that just designates that these folks are not 21.
So they just need to go to Europe.
Well, yeah. Or even, I think Dominican Republic is 18. I mean, almost everything in the Caribbean is young, too, right? Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Tracy, for being here and joining us this week.
It's been my pleasure. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, that's awesome. On behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Got it.